With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio. 22 blokes destroyed by big cocks.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Sam.
Boys, how good is footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Well, I mean,
wow.
It's fucked.
It is fucked.
Can I ask you,
as
a Bombers man,
yes,
was the Collingwood-Richmond result more of an upset than the 1999 prelim?
Well, no, see, whichever way the Collingwood-Richmond game falls, like, we lose. Like, that's awful football, really.
Yeah, but do you know what? I don't mind this. This is where the Predator beats the Alien. And I can get behind Predator. Because sometimes Predator's on your side. Alien, never on your fucking side.
You reckon
side.
Collingwood's on our side? Are
they on your side? I think they can be.
No, no, no. Really? How? In what? Tom?
In the same way that the Predator is on your side sometimes, right? So how? This is Alien versus Predator, right? Whoever wins, we lose.
That's it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's what they say in the first AVP.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? So, yeah. So Richmond's all of our collective enemies?
Yep.
No, this year. The other way around.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Because Richmond's a sad sack. They're a sad sack who had a taste of the good life. And now it's gone.
Have you fucking met them this year?
I've met them.
They're insufferable.
Have you met tolerable. Collingwood people?
Huh?
Have you met Collingwood people?
No, I'm not
have
allowed.
Have you met fucking Geelong people, frankly?
Well, hang on. Here, steady on.
Bloody suffocated by the arrogance. But.
It's true, mate.
I get what you're saying. Like not this point. The point before that, biggest upset, in a prelim.
Yeah, it is. It's
just
massive.
Richmond had it. Like what I mean is that, like halfway through the season, it was Richmond will be winning a grand final. It's just a case of who they'll be playing on the day.
Well, we said it, didn't we?
Yep, we did.
Dusha told us off in the show notes for the. Most recent.
It's easy to say that when you're hiding behind the editing keyboard, but look, you know, we had to make the big call.
And we did.
Well, you know, I stand by it.
Everyone was wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone was wrong.
Totally. We said Collingwood could win.
Could win.
But it would take
this, this, and this, and that happens.
It would take a huge effort from a huge man.
Absolutely. And there's no, he's from Texas, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, there's nowhere bigger than Texas.
Yeah. Nowhere bigger than Texas and no one bigger than Mason Cox.
Than the big Cox.
The biggest bloke to ever play the game.
He is, yeah.
Really?
I think he's a centimetre taller than Sandy. I think he's 2'11 or 2'12.
Jesus.
He looks a lot more mobile than Sandy, I reckon.
Just.
Is that a big call?
Just.
Yeah. Sandy's got a bigger frame. He's monstrous.
Well, Cox was a basketballer, or was he a basketballer?
Basketball, I think. Yeah.
Right. So that
probably,
ability to move.
I think we talked about this. He was probably a point guard.
Yeah, he wouldn't even be the tallest guy on the field. Like, you look at how big he is. LeBron is bigger than him.
Is he?
I think.
Far out.
Yeah, they're big fellas.
They're big
fellas.
Fucking dudes.
That is insane.
But you know what? I mean, Richmond had, I reckon, what, one player?
Mm.
I reckon.
And that was Rebol?
That was Rebol.
Yep.
Like, no one else. No one else played well at Oslo.
Hooley had patches. Right. But the problem is he'd get the ball and run off half back and look up and just go, oh, fucking cool. No one is presenting for me except Jack. He's got eight guys on him.
Yep.
Jack still fucking took the mark.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's dive in. First game, the prelim final, the unstoppable force met an immovable Cox. Collingwood fucking smashed.
They did.
The reigning premiers.
They absolutely did.
There was that flurry in the last quarter, but really.
It was an ambush.
It was a classic.
It was absolutely mighty. It was a mighty performance. I said it. It's actually funny. I think the first show that I did since Douche has been away, I sort of said, I don't think, you know, West Coast or Collingwood are really impressing me. I don't think they've got much. You know, they're going to go out.
I would have said the same.
Now, look. So it just goes to show how little I know about this game, this great game of ours, or rather, how unpredictable it is.
Someone did the stats of the likelihood of this grand final between these two teams, and I think it was the equal most unlikely matching that the AFL's ever had.
Right.
I can't remember what the other one would have been. But
wow.
When you think about it, because last year they finished... Oh, the Eagles made the finals.
But they scraped in, pinched to win, and got smashed by GWS the next week.
And Collingwood finished in that magical 13th spot, which Richmond did the year before.
Yeah.
Who finished 13th this year?
North or Adelaide? Freo.
Was it
Freo?
Look out next year.
Ross the boss. Licking his lips. I was amazed. I remember I saw the... We missed the start of the game. Sure.
We did, yeah.
And we were at a thing, and we were leaving the thing, and the last minute was on. We looked at the score, and we both went, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
And then Dugowie kicked another goal, and it was just like, "Holy!" You know, last week we were saying there's no way Dugowie's going to do that again. He fucking did.
Yeah.
He destroyed.
Yeah.
Two Australian backmen.
Oh, can we just take a moment?
Hollywood Rants.
The career of Hollywood Rants.
He finally got the football world finally seen what we've seen for a long time, boys. He got exposed big time.
Big time.
He's a very good player when he doesn't have to be accountable for an opponent.
Yeah. That's it. Rants is such a good reader of the ball.
Yep.
Look, we have a crack at him. He, in all fairness,
he's a very good player.
He's one of the best defenders in the comp.
Yes.
Yeah, however, one-on-one, when he actually has to be accountable... Fuck, Dugowie killed him for speed, and Cox just beat him in positioning and reach.
There was, but even for Cox beat him in like Cox beat him for speed. There was that second goal that he kicked. Where all of a sudden, like for a dude who is 200 something centimeters, he got into space so fucking easy that the Richmond players were turning and looking as he was going. He managed to get one on one with Trent Cotchin. That should never have fucking happened. Yep.
You see, he gave lip to Cotchin as well at one stage.
The strut after that mark.
And he's like looking at Cotch going, hey, you like that, don't you?
I love the swagger.
Yeah.
I love that the swagger's back at Collingwood a bit.
It's no coincidence, I think. This is Cox's best game, and it's the first time, I don't watch a heap of Collingwood, but from what I've seen, this is the first time they've actually kicked to him like properly, like the way you should. In high, so that he can actually get it at its highest point.
Same way he kicked to Ben Brown.
In high, but not like a lolly shot. It's sort of like it's like a piercing kick that is just that is high.
You're spot on. Yeah, it's that steel side bottom breaking from the middle and sending a bullet, but a higher one that just lands up there.
Mm.
It's not the bombing it in that we've seen where Asprey and Rance and Grimes can just punch it away.
Yeah.
They broke it down. It was kind of like, I think on the telecast, they called it sort of three-quarter kicking. Like, they didn't kick all the way through it and let it get chopped off. It was like these three-quarter kicks. And Richmond's defense was just like, fuck, oh, fuck. They were scrambled.
They got out-coached too.
Yeah.
Buckley out-coached Hardwick. He destroyed that defense. So, yeah, Riebolt kicked five goals in a lone showing and had various opponents throughout the game. But... Mm. Caddy got completely obliterated by Maynard Chris Mayne.
Chris Mayne, he actually played well.
This bloke was get rid of him. How the fuck did they pick him up? He was in our All-Australian team. We're predicting the future.
A handsome idiot.
Oh.
Yeah.
How I saw him speak after the game, and it's the first time I've heard him talk. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't what I was expecting at all. I'm happy for him.
I am too.
Last year, he would have thought, oh, I'm fucked. My career is over. I'm going to get paid, but fuck, it's done. And then he's just worked hard. I don't know what his specific, like, what's his weapon? I don't know that he specifically has one. He kind of just is the guy who you can
work.
Put me middle, back, or forward, and just I'll just work hard all day.
I think that's it. I think it's that he, if you give him, he's that role player. Yeah. So whatever role you give him, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be the guy who's going to get 30 possessions and kick four. But if you need me to take a couple of crucial marks across half back and maybe stop that guy from getting the ball every now and again, or be a nice hit up target for when you're clearing the back line, I can be your man.
Yeah.
But this is the thing about that team on Friday. There were heaps of those role players who you're like, what the fuck? Like, Mainz won, Varko played, like Aish. Aish played a game where he neutralized Rioli for large parts. Like, it was just kind of like Brent. You got two guys, Majacek and Sear, who are mature age, big body players, who just played a role and played it really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they did.
They played good.
Yeah. It all worked. Like, you know, I think Clarkson was talking about after the Hawks got rolled. It's sort of like, you know, oh, you're all talking about coaching and all that. It's just about systems. It's about systems, you know, and that's clearly that's what Collingwood did.
They dismantled the system of Richmond.
Yeah, yeah. And then clearly had one of their own. Like they set up, you know, so that when Richmond was coming out of half back, Collingwood was set up so that Richmond had absolutely nothing. And then going forward, Collingwood just tore them apart. Yeah. Like they tore them apart in every way. Richmond just had, like, I was surprised that they even were able to get those three goals at the start of the fourth quarter. Like,
yeah.
Like that they did get a sniff. Like they got just the whiff of a sniff.
Well, that's what good teams do though, is they do find a way to almost get back in, but then the better team will run away with it. And I just think, like, you talk about that system. I remember talking about the way you beat Richmond is you got to have some way of stopping those defender guys.
Yeah.
And precision kicking. You had guys like Sidebottom and Pendlebury and Adams and Treloar and Tom Phillips, passing the ball so that there was no fucking way that a Richmond player was going to get anywhere near it. Like, and they beat him at the contest. Brody Grundy had 56 fucking hitouts. That man is a smoky for the Brownlow.
He destroyed Nankervis.
Absolutely.
Killed him.
Absolutely.
To the tank. Point. I told you. Nothing fucking told you.
To the point where you look at it and go, Can Richmond proceed with Nank the Tank?
Yes, but he needs help, and it can't be Sean Grigg.
Because I saw a stat today. He's good. He's had a pretty solid year, but when he comes up against like the four or five elite ruckmen in the comp, his numbers are way down.
Yeah. But it's the thing as well. Like Richmond played to lose clearances. Like in stoppages, like that was their thing, and they were fine doing that. Yeah. So that's how their side was set up, but it just didn't work. On Friday night, they just got absolutely torn apart
and their manic forward pressure wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
The Collingwood backline had so much time.
Yeah,
much time.
And there's those passages of play that we've seen from Richmond this year where it's just like move the board forward at any cost. A lot of that was gone. There was sort of they didn't know what was going on. Like they play that sort of chaotic football.
Tell you what,
just didn't work for them.
They looked like they were screaming out for another key forward to help out Reebok because the other guys just...
You think so? No.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think... I worry about the Tom Lynch thing because they'll have to completely restructure.
Well,
it's easy. Like we talked about this last week. It's easy to have a crack at them off one bad game.
Yeah.
But the fact is, for the entire year, that system stood up. Absolutely. And that system is Jack Reebok marks it or brings it to ground, and then they just go at it.
Yep.
The issue is, though, every team in the comp watched Collingwood on Friday night and went, cool, there's a blueprint.
Yeah,
there's a blueprint.
There's a blueprint.
Fuck, that's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like Collingwood, I don't think I've seen them better for a long time.
No, that was like... And what's amazing, too, is that, like, just the way the players seem to be working together, like in a couple of years ago, they just looked like a team that hated one another.
Yeah,
like just didn't want to be playing football together.
Yeah.
But just seeing him like feeding off one another and getting up and about, it's like, no, this team's something. Fucking makes me feel sick, but I enjoyed watching them.
It does make me feel sick.
It's easy to say this in hindsight, but Dusty shouldn't have played.
Nah, that's dumb.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you play him.
You
play him. If you're playing a fucking prelim final, and put it this way, if they win. And Dusty has 14 touches and looks hurt.
Yeah. They got nothing from him.
Yeah. But whatever, whoever comes in for an injured Dusty, he's still got 19 kicks. Or, sorry, 19 disposals. I don't know how many of those
are. Yeah, but his efficiency is, as usual, below, like subpar.
But the issue is.
Yeah, but whoever comes in for Dusty is probably not going to do any better than an injured Dusty. No. So.
On top of that, too.
I'd take an injured Dusty over whoever wasn't.
Yeah. I thought Cochin was awful as well.
Yeah.
He butchered the ball.
Yep.
He tried, though.
He
was the
tries.
Only one. Him and Reebok were the only two that tried.
Yeah, he tries, but it's like watching Mitch Robinson. Half these fucking kicks are just scrambled egg shit.
Yeah, but is that because he's under pressure?
Well, he's under pressure, but it's just like it's
that's football, mate.
Yeah, that's finals footy.
Yeah,
yeah. What I'm saying is,
you got to step
Collingwood
up.
Brought the pressure.
Jesus.
I rather than throw 800 or whatever the fuck it is for Tom Lynch, Richmond, I reckon, need another. They need a classy midfielder,
like an outside.
Ooh. Just someone who can fucking kick it, because Cochin's not your answer. And Dusty Martin, frankly, he's not really either. He'll break a line. Like, that's what they missed. He didn't have any explosiveness in him at all.
But then the issue was when they put him forward, which would be fine, the defence was working so well on that forward line that he was never going to get the ball.
Richmond, I think, would be better served to strengthen their midfield.
So what, chase like a shield?
There's word that they're going after Brad Crouch.
Yeah, I heard that today.
So
yeah.
I mean, if they got Crouch and Lynch, then that would be,
box set. But still, and I know you did acknowledge that they were minor premiers, and they were minor premiers by a long way.
Oh, that's it. It's that thing of, after the Melbourne Geelong game, that thing Chris Scott said, it's a very easy to just want to destroy everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fairness, with Geelong, it's especially easy.
Yeah, fuck you.
Much more warranted. Yeah, with Richmond, totally. You look at it and go, in the last 2 years, that's literally the worst they have played.
Yeah.
And you sort of say, St Kilda game last year, kind of aberrations. Whereas Collingwood, you said, Sam, best they've played in a long time. Yeah. So it was just that perfect storm.
Yeah. To be fair, Richmond lost in similar manners interstate.
Yeah.
They got found out and didn't have a plan B.
Not to the extent that we saw on the
West Coast fucking annihilated them.
And what was the score?
I think they won by 6 or 7 goals.
This one was worse.
And what happened was that it was Darling and Rance. Darling and Kennedy meant that Rance had to defend.
That's their biggest worry, Richmond. For all the talk of how good their backline is, when Rance actually has to man up on somebody, there's trouble.
Well, just because he's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Across out of that backline.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But fuck, how good's Collingwood?
Well, they're good.
Makes me want to throw up.
It does. Makes I am.
Do you know?
I spewed lots of times on Friday night. Actually,
did you spew as much as the Melbourne fans on the weekend would have been spewing that their team fucking forgot to go to Perth?
They choked on it.
God, and again, fuck, guys. How much do I know about football? The one thing that I said last week, I said regardless of the result, you're going to have 22 fellas in Demons jerseys there, given they're all on the football field. I reckon there was maybe two.
And I reckon even that, you're stretching those two.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, a special shout out for one Mr. Jordan Lewis, who clearly put in one of these best games ever.
All right.
Wink,
boys.
Wink.
Oh, my God.
Boys. Jordan Lewis. Let's discuss. Lord. Let's dissect.
Now, all right. Had a mare. Had a shocker.
Let's put it this way. Jordan Lewis is brought into that club for finals experience.
Yes. Mm.
He failed abysmally.
Yes.
He's got one more year left on his deal. If I'm Simon Goodwin, I tap him on the shoulder and I say, you're out. I want you to leave.
He was huge in their other two finals, though.
Nah, fuck him. It's already at the point. Think about late in the season when Melbourne were in a bit of a fight to make the finals. There was talk of, Bernie Vince going to get squeezed out of the team, maybe Jordan Lewis too. That's this year already. On the back of the performance we saw on the weekend, what's the point of having him anymore? Yeah. Literally, Tom, the reason he's there is for experience. He's already done the work. He's got the boys up. He didn't add anything on the field. That's the one thing.
No.
He subtracted from
to
that
be
team.
Fair, the first he two wasn't goals the game. Only one.
No, he wasn't the only one, but he set the tone. He was the worst.
He's your leader. He's played 22 finals, and he gave away a fucking stupid free kick at the start and then dished off a handball that gave up another goal. It's unacceptable.
To be fair, though.
No. Nah.
No fair.
If you're talking about your leaders.
Nah, fuck him.
Nathan Jones, where was he?
Yeah, but he.
Jack Viney got worn like a blanket.
Tom, Nathan Jones hasn't played 22 finals.
Viney came back in the second half. He was.
I just think I agree that Lewis was bad, but
he was terrible.
I'll tell you what. If we're picking passengers this week, I've got 22 blokes. Max Gawn got annihilated by Scott Lysette and Nathan Vardy.
Yeah, it was a shame Tom McDonald couldn't play because they could have really done with
him. Yeah. You could have used Tom McDonald. Would have been handy if Petrarca was there. That would have been really good.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Melbourne got annihilated by West Coast, broke a lot of records. So we hadn't kicked a goal to half time. It's the lowest ever. I think it's the first time a team's gone goalless in a half in a prelim, and the first time since 1927 that a team's done it in a final.
Yep.
Which is disgraceful. Astounding.
Yeah.
So trust Richmond in their typical Richmond fashion to make it to a prelim on the back of winning a grand final last year and having an amazing year and just fucking up at the last hurdle, and trust Melbourne to go over in a big crunch game and just remember back when they were playing under Mark Neal and just execute that game plan again.
Fill all their fans with so much hope. Just, you know, they like, had so much hope. And they just took a dagger to all that hope.
Oh. Anyway, though, speaking of fans and hope, a mate of mine who's a Melbourne supporter said that he knew they were going to lose the game when West Coast kicked the second goal off the back of the Brayshaw fumble. Because if Brayshaw takes that ball cleanly, the Melbourne players are streaming forward. They kick a goal, scores a level. He fumbles it. Shuey just picks it up and just walks around him, walks around another.
Witch's hats.
It just kept on happening, though. Like, watching that game was just like, you know, it's like that scene in The Simpsons where is it Homer's like beating the shit out of the hamburger. It's not, he's already dead. But that's, they just kept on doing it. Right up until the final siren song.
Is it up here? Like, is it Melbourne kind of at halfway through that second quarter going, fuck, we haven't kicked a goal.
Yeah.
And after a while, it's like, fuck, we haven't kicked a goal.
Yeah.
Well, let me put this to you. Is this too much of a reach? Did they watch Collingwood get through the night before? And do you reckon they got a little bit ahead of themselves and thought, ooh, we're because Richmond are a much harder opponent. Yeah. Do you reckon Melbourne thought, oh, we're a big chance now?
Yeah.
And they just freaked out.
And West Coast had a week off where they had players who were still a little bit sore. Came good.
The flip side of that is West Coast went, we've beaten Collingwood at the MCG. This Bring is it on. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
They looked very impressive.
I mean, unreal. You know, I mean, the psychology of the game is fucking huge. And you think about Melbourne, they'd spent the entire week kind of being the toast of the town a little bit.
Yep.
You know, like, yeah, I mean, you got your Richmond supporters, you got your Collingwood supporters. I would argue that the vast majority of neutral supporters, and especially in Melbourne, were all on the Demons.
Yep.
All
yeah, right?
You know, and we and you heard them. They were on the radio and they were giving interviews. You know, and they're already talking about the grand final and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's got to play in your mind. You got to think, hey, we're in this. Almost like in a way, how Richmond was doing. Like how Richmond sort of it was a foregone conclusion. Melbourne's probably thinking as well. You know, hey,
we can do this.
We can do this. This is going to kind of happen.
Got a bit high off their own cheese, I think.
That's very good.
Nice.
That's now. We were surprised. Mm. Apparently, someone listened to the show, was not surprised.
Not surprised.
Really? Emailed us in and was like, "You fucking idiots."
Well,
which is fair.
Can't argue with that.
The F in How Good's Footy sometimes stands for fucking idiots. Nice. One word.
Right.
From our friend of the show, Chad the Simple Guy. Dear How Good's Footy, though my beloved Swans were eliminated in the elimination final, I've still been caught up in this amazing finals series. But I do believe that you guys may be overrating such a young side like Melbourne. Now, this email came before the Melbourne game started.
Fuck.
Due to Geelong playing so badly in the elimination final, they did not capitalise in the slightest on Melbourne's many mistakes, and Hawthorn just no longer being a great side. Fuck Hawthorn.
Yeah,
he raises two very good points, actually.
I like this.
Finally, I'm just warning you for the disappointing loss I predict, and fuck yeah for the disgusting Pies for beating Richmond. But Chad's saying Geelong was shithouse, and if we are being honest, Melbourne weren't super impressive against Hawthorn.
To be fair, Melbourne kept Geelong in that game, and if Hawkins kicks that goal, all of a sudden the game's a completely different story.
Mm.
Hawthorn are bad,
mm.
and we're never going to beat whoever they were going to come up against in that semi-final.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if you want to talk about how the finals, the makeup of the finals lied, then the only change you're going to make really is Melbourne and Hawthorn. So Melbourne's still, like, you know, if you want to place them where they deserve, we're in the top four. So they still deserve to be there, I think. But I think Jad is right, mate. I'll put up my hand and I'll say now, I did. I enjoy the romanticism of footy.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, you want to see Melbourne get up, and I was into that with all my heart, but wasn't to be. Was not to be. And now we have two absolutely disgusting teams who are going to have to battle it out for a terrible grand final.
No,
Chad, the simple guy. We were wrong.
Oh, no, but in all seriousness, West Coast look amazing. And there were some passages of play on the weekend where you're like, fucking hell. Do you know what's going to be fucking awesome? Liam Ryan at the MCG on grand final day.
Yes.
He looked unstoppable.
Him on the left, Willie on the right.
Oh,
man, oh, man.
What a forward line.
You got Darling and fucking Kennedy in the centres.
And Lacroix.
And Cripps.
And that so forward Cripps, line Lacroix. Versus the back line. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the one thing. Yes, I think it's going to be disgusting. Like, the best option would be, like, a draw. Like, that'd be sensational.
And they physically can't.
Keep on drawing it. Forever and ever.
Just a game that just does not ever stop.
It does not end. And so, and then eventually the AFL just goes, oh, we'll just give you two cups. That would be the best option.
No, they just cut the cup in half. The infamous 2018 half cup.
Yeah, that definitely would be the best outcome. However, I think we're in for a corker.
Mm. Oh, well, we're in for a corker. Look at this, right? One thing I will say, Chad, you're wrong about one thing.
Mm.
This great final series. This final series has given us one good game. Every other game has been shocking.
I know.
And maybe that one good game.
Dramatic, but
no. Collingwood West Coast.
Yeah.
Round two.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's good. It's my first grand final that I'll be attending.
Yes. Yep.
I'm so excited.
Nice.
I think it should be good. I think, because the other thing too that people forget is that West Coast have played better at the G this year because Optus Stadium's dimensions are the same.
I love that.
So they're playing at a ground that has the same, because it used to be they used to get a bit lost in the space. They've now been dominant at a stadium.
Yep.
I think they lost one game this year and it was to Sydney in round one.
Yep. There's been a lot of, there's always talk of this, but there's been a lot of talk that West Coast should be hosting it.
I mean, the idea has merit. There's this thing that part of me is like, yeah, no, that is fair.
Yeah.
And then there's a part of me that's like, nah, fuck you. I'm from Victoria and you can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
It's part of me that loves
the footy, but at the same time, if you seriously want a national competition, it should move to the biggest stadium in that state. So if it's Adelaide, you know.
No, I can't get behind this.
But I also can't 100% commit to that because then part of my like reptilian part of my brain's like, no. No,
but the MCG, it is the home of footy. 100,000 people can go in there. Look, I barrack for Brisbane, but do I necessarily want a grand final at the Gabba with 30,000 people?
No.
Because then you open yourself up to weird things. If it's like, well, if it's North Melbourne, are they playing at the G or at Etihad?
Yeah, right. That's just gross.
If it's Geelong, are we playing the grand final in GMHBA Stadium?
God.
MCG, accept it and move on.
That's right. Accept that it's MCG and accept that it's going to be a day grand final until I fucking die.
Oh, that might be a losing battle.
Fuck sad. That, man.
I reckon you're getting a Twilight one soon.
Oh, I don't want it.
That's going to be the worst thing. Like, I can't
fire up.
Do it.
Listen. There's a couple of things about this. Firstly, there's tradition, all right? Grand finals play during the day, all right? So there's that. There's the conservative element to it. Yeah. Then there's the other thing. On grand final day, I'll have my first beer maybe before midday, okay?
What do you mean maybe?
It depends. No, all right?
You have your first beer at 11:30.
I have my first beer at 11:30.
All right? I've had a beer at 9 sometimes.
Well, yes, because it's a big day. Like this to me, like I don't celebrate Australia Day. I'm not going to get into the politics of all. I do not celebrate Australia Day on 26th of January. I celebrate Australia Day on the last Saturday in September.
Yes, sometimes the first Saturday in October.
Yeah,
depending on the fixture.
This is the day where I am proud. I am so happy that I'm an Australian. I get to follow this amazing fucking sport that cricketers gave to us many, many years ago. You know. They pilfered it from the Aboriginal people, but we won't go into that either. Now, I celebrate, or I have beers, and I am well soused by the time that the game comes around at 2:50. All right, I am on my way.
Yeah, 2:30.
Thank you.
So by 2:50.
By 2:50. So if I've got to wait for that first bloody bounce
at
to 4:40 or whenever it's going to be, all right. I am going to be absolutely trashed. I am going to be smashed. Not only me, but thousands of other people, all right? And then they're all going to spill out into the streets at the same time. They're worried about fights. They're worried about the look of the game, all right? We've already seen all these drunken brawls. It's only going to get worse. That's about all I've got.
So a day game to try to, like, keep the drinking contained.
It's about the drinking, all right? It's all about the drinking.
It's a weirdly logical point.
Why, thank you.
Look, from my thing, I just always like the fact that it is a day game because then you can like celebrate afterwards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're not celebrating at fucking midnight.
That's right.
You can have your barbecue at lunch and then the game starts. Yeah. You don't have to, if it's a twilight game, your whole day's gone.
Yeah.
Fuck your whole day.
I've been to games, like gone to the grand final when Geelong have been in it and had time to come home from the grand final and then go out with mates and it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I think it's good. I think it's what we've got to go with. All right.
Yeah.
While we're on the grand final.
Yeah.
Both teams are garbage and we hate them.
Mm.
Mm. Yep.
We got to back someone.
Right.
And why?
How do you do it?
What's
the guide for who to back?
Who to back
in this grand final?
Like,
Eddie Maguire.
Yep.
Wants all of us as Victorians to get behind Collingwood.
Fuck off, Eddie.
He's a fucking idiot.
You know what?
Nobody wants that, Ed.
You know what? I'm going to go for West Coast. And just to fucking spite Eddie Maguire, you toad-looking motherfucker.
Oh, you're fired up tonight.
His traditions are being fucking tampered with.
Have you not seen any conservative when their views are attacked? They swing for the fences. I'm going to make a counterpoint. I think you should go for Collingwood.
Tom!
But why? Gentlemen, you know what?
I'm actually with you.
Yeah, I know. And you know why?
Can I tell you my reason quickly first?
You go first.
Post-game on Friday night, I was like, oh, great. A fucking whole week of Collingwood people just fucking going, I'm sick of this already. Nathan Buckley came down the race, walked into the rooms, and then a blur. And his kid jumped into his arms and gave him a big hug. And my heart started to murmur. And then the commentators talked about how all last year when Buck's job was on the line, his kids got bullied at school. All the kids were like, your dad's going to get sacked. Fuck your dad, all of this. And just the hug that kid gave his dad, and he was like, you're my hero. And I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm feeling something for Collingwood.
Now I want to go for Collingwood.
Mm.
And
in spite of Eddie Maguire, though.
Mm. Yeah.
still
fuck you, Eddie.
Yeah.
No, hear me out. So every year that I've watched a grand final on TV, in person, whatever, and my team isn't involved, I look for what's the best story.
Right. Yeah.
So even the Hawthorn third one, it's like the best story is if they can do three in a row. That's a good story.
Been there.
But Bulldogs 2016, best story is Bulldogs finally win.
Yep. Yeah.
Same with Richmond.
Yeah.
This year, the best story is Collingwood, because they don't just have one story. There's like seven.
Yeah.
So
what's your pick? What's your best story?
Well, this is what I mean.
Well,
I don't have a best story.
Clearly Buckley's won.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tyson Goldsack, ACL in March, playing in a grand final 6 months later.
He shouldn't be walking.
Well, right. Mason Cox 2 years ago had never played this game in his life. He won them a prelim final and is now playing in a grand final.
Good
Jordan Ngoi is doing a Steve Johnson 2007 where he gets banned by the club at the start of the year for being a drunken idiot.
Yeah.
After years of almost showing potential and kind of being a bit of a loose unit, talk of trading him at the end of last year.
Just on Ngoi, he was a bee's dick away from being sacked at the start of the year. That's how bad.
And that was Steve Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's come back and playing brilliant football.
Yeah.
You've got guys like Chris Mayne whose careers were like done.
Trav Varko.
Wow. Whose sister died playing footy about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
This is what I mean. Like, there are so many. Treloar did both his fucking hamstrings and has come back. Like, there are so many good stories. And I'm not saying it's a sliding scale. You know, Travis Varko playing for the memory of his sister is probably bigger than a guy's hamstrings.
All of them,
but all of them together just make this brilliant melting pot. The fact that Buckley has had so many injuries to that back line and they're playing in a grand final.
Yeah.
Steel sidebottoms in the career of his life. Like, there are so many good stories. West Coast, good for the game. It's good for the game.
They've come from 13th.
Yeah.
To the last day in September.
Mm.
It's a good story. That in itself is a lot of stories.
And do you know what's a better story? Do you know what's a better story?
What?
Is if they win, the better story is when the Collingwood machine's up and running in 2019 and gets knocked off by someone else.
No, there's it's not worth story. It, though. Risk versus reward. No.
Good story. Because then, all right, West Coast story. West Coast have got some good ones. You know, their redemption from the capitulation in 2015. For large portions of the year, Simpson had lost three of his superstars. Mm. No Nick Nat. Kennedy was missing for ages. Darling did his ankle. They've had a player punch the shit out of another player and get rubbed off. Like, Liam Ryan could be doing a Stevie J after that car accident earlier in the year after doing his ankle. Like, so there are good stories at West Coast. Stories at Collingwood are better, though.
Do those stories trump the guttural hatred that you have for Collingwood, though?
Yes, they do.
Huge.
Are you telling me?
Huge, if true.
Are you telling me that you're going to go for Collingwood? Tom,
I haven't.
I thought the boys were going to be a unit and we were going to be together.
I haven't decided.
Don't be the antagonist of this show.
I haven't decided.
Oh, fuck. I've got to be honest.
But I'm wavering.
Either. Those stories
I'm wavering.
I've got to be honest. I think Tom's turned me. I think, hey, not in that way.
Hey,
get your eyes off.
Welcome aboard.
All right. No, but, I don't know.
I mean, fuck, here's another story for you. Guy wins the Rising Star. No team wanted to fucking pick him up because they thought his heart condition would make him ineligible to play. Kid's now playing in a grand final.
Brody Mychek.
Fuck.
I know. Who'd have thought that just like 5 years ago he was Skeletor and then they put a bit of skin on his face and
another one?
And now he's playing football.
Another one. Josh Thomas.
Josh Thomas was banned for 2 years. Comes back playing in a grand final.
There's a lot of these, like, a lot of the stories for Collingwood is about, like, here's these stuff. Guys that were real fucking assholes, and now they're playing in a grand final.
But redemption.
Redemption.
There is a lot more heart attached to the Collingwood stories than there is to West Coast.
Does that make it just even more enjoyable if they all get their hearts broken or their dreams crushed?
But then you know what? There's something else, though.
Just thinking of Buckley's kids.
Buckley's kids. But you know what else is a big one, though? Do you know what would be awesome? Yeah. Is if West Coast won the grand final. I think basically the last three teams to have drafted a Rioli.
Yes,
have all won a grand final 2 years after drafting a Rioli.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
That'd be a cool stat.
Huh.
That would be a very cool stat.
Yeah.
This
is the year that all those things have been broken, because I think the last like two premiership winners, there was a VFL connection the year before.
Yep.
So like, yeah, I think the year before, like, so in 2015... The Doggies VFL team like were in the grand final, and then the Doggies win the next year. The Tigers VFL team was in the grand final, and they won.
No, it's the same year. I think the Doggies won both, and so did the Tigers.
The same year, and then but then this year,
well, no,
this year it's been broken.
Subiac, the West Coast affiliate, I think.
Talking VFL, mate. Not talking about that waffle shit.
Well, can we just, while we're on other codes, other states,
we're going to talk about Sample.
We have to, right?
Oh, man.
How fucking cooked is that?
What a fucking
So the story for the Sandful is that there was a team that made the grand final.
North Adelaide.
Had 19 guys on the ground, which, as we've talked about on the show, means your score gets stripped. And during that time, kicked one goal two and one by under a goal.
Yeah. So it was only for, I think, a 5 minute stretch of time. But yeah, in that time, they kicked what you said. And yeah.
And a player on the bench told the umpire on the bench, he goes, I can't do anything. Right. Told an official, he's like, nah, they got to get the message out to the captain. Captain has to tell the umpire on the ground. By the time the runner got out there, player was off. The Sandful investigated and decided, oh, no, it stands. We'll allow it to stand. The NEFA one the week earlier in the grand final stood because it was for 2 minutes, and at no point did either side score.
Mm.
So they were like, the gain was negligible, and also the other team was down by 70 points.
I think both teams came together. Tom Harley was in charge of something, I think, and they were like, you know what, it didn't affect the result.
No. So. Whereas Woodville West Torrens were like, no, it did affect the result. Oh, and who won the grand final, the Sandful grand final, I wonder?
Yeah. Underdogs too, they were.
Oh, North Adelaide, the fucking dirty cheats.
The 19-man team won.
By 19 points.
19 points.
Illuminati fucking confirmed.
Biggest crowd.
Guys, if I die this week, it's because I've solved the mysteries of the universe and they're going to try to shut me up.
Biggest crowd ever to one of those games as well. There's 40,000 people.
Fucked.
Wow.
And that was one of the conspiracies floated last week, because it's a very popular club.
Mm.
Whereas if the other team had got through, the crowd wouldn't have been as big.
Fuck.
I mean, Adelaide football.
You guys have uncovered
this.
And I'm stressing that it's you guys who have uncovered this Illuminati plot. Yep. I have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
It is you guys.
Is Mark Shooter going to come to my house and kill me, or is it going to be a Korn's brother?
He might eat you.
You won't even know. It's just going to happen.
Fuck.
Like that.
No. I have so much to maybe live for.
Do you have any fire poles in your house?
No, I don't.
So don't worry about Kane.
Fuck, that was ridiculous.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which
is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think this is a nice segue, Reddy. Watch me segue this.
Yeah.
It was nice talking about fire poles and cane corns.
Yeah.
What the fuck are Port Adelaide going to do next year?
Are we talking about Port Adelaide, are we?
Well, I think it's time we dive into the teams that...
The next four? Going from top to bottom.
No, I think they were well out. I think it was...
You've cooked it, Tom.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do a reverse chronological order.
We'll reverse it to cover your cook.
Thanks. Thanks. Technically, Essendon would be their first one, but we're not going to do Essendon.
No, technically it'd be the Western Bulldogs.
And then Adelaide. And then Essendon. And then
right. Yeah.
Where's the fourth team?
Yeah, we've got North, haven't we?
North.
Yeah.
What did I say?
So we're going to look at the four teams, the next four
good.
Teams.
This is good radio. Didn't make it.
This is a great content. Segue. This is a really good segue.
Oh, really? It's a long one. Yeah.
Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Can I just say, quickly?
You can.
I can't wait until Ken Hinckley gets fired. It'll be like Christmas morning.
Hey,
It'll be like unwrapping a new bike.
Can you explain, if the listeners have already heard this, then maybe it can be edited out. But for my benefit, what do you got against fucking Kenny?
All right, I'll tell you. It's pretty complicated. He's a cunt.
He's not, though.
Nah, I actually like Ken.
I think Ken Hinckley's a good bloke. I think the issue is that Kenny Hinckley's a good bloke.
Who betrayed Fitzroy.
Well, yeah, but he came to Geelong.
He's the greatest TC in the history of the game.
Wow.
I told you about this one?
When he was a player.
Just quickly, he played for Fitzroy.
Right.
Cracked the sads.
He won a Brownlow medal at Geelong. You know that, right?
Hang on, mate.
He came third in the year that Scott Wine won.
Anything post-Fitzroy is fucking trash. I don't care. Played for Fitzroy. He was pissed off because he was in the twos.
Right.
He had a year to run on his contract. Yeah. He just sat out the whole year because he wanted to leave.
No, he requested a trade and Fitzroy went, no, you're going to play in the twos all year.
No.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
It wasn't, you're going to play in the twos. It was, work hard, get back in the team. Don't be a fucking sook.
That's not what happened.
He left. Right. He went on to success.
He came McCarthy.
And now he's a wrinkly fucking dickhead who's coaching a sinking ship. And it's delicious, and I love watching it.
I think you're way too harsh on Wingard's leaving.
I love that fucking.
Is that true though? Is he going to leave? So what do they do? What's their entertainment business plan? Point one: fire the guy from Sunrise, hire Eddie Maguire.
No.
Yeah.
Get Eddie Maguire.
All right, whatever.
You can't just get a president.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Well, you're not going to get. You're not going to poach the president of another club.
Fucking try.
At least try something, Port Adelaide.
That's what I need.
Try every year. I'm sick of it. It's the same
shit. Get a big trade. Trade Koshy to Collingwood, plus a pick and Wingard, and send Eddie and I don't know, and Darcy Moore. Whatever. Trade president trading, right? Because they want Eddie. They want an Eddie, right? But they've got poor man's Eddie.
They do have poor man's Koshy. Eddie. Yeah.
So
can't even grow his own hair.
Correct. they need some swagger back. They need a bit of that swagger. And Eddie brings that dumb swagger.
Yeah. You know who they should get? Mason Cox's dad.
He's a champion.
He loves the cameras.
Loves it.
He sure loves it. He's a big Texan. He would fucking love it. Yeah, Chad Wingard's probably on the way out.
Yep.
That's the trade.
Bulldogs, apparently.
Hawthorne.
Yep. Ooh.
I'm hearing Hawthorne.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it was Bulldogs.
Hawks are swooping.
So I guess my brother's going to be a Hawks supporter next year.
It won't be for as much money, though, because Clarkson's got something where he'll never pay a player over 600 or something, apparently.
Integrity.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
But depends. Does Chad Wingard want to come into a good club or take a lot of money? I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It would be weird though because they spent a lot and brought in Rockliffe, Motlop, Watts, and now they're losing Pollock and potentially Wingard. And
it's they're in real trouble.
Yeah.
They're a bad season and a half away from tarps out at the Adelaide Oval.
Mate, not even a season and a half. Next year, they cook it again. Good night, nurse. It's over.
Tarps out.
Tarps out. Fuck.
That's what they need, Eddie.
They are probably one of the originators of the entertainment business, though.
They really are.
They really brought that club back to life. Mm. With the, what's that song?
Never Tear Us Apart.
Yeah, sick of it now.
The thing they do is, right, so they are the best pre... Any other... All these other clubs doing pre-match shit, none of them... Like, I've been to that ground twice now. The pre-match shit is amazing.
Yeah, what do?
So they just have a lot of music going. The atmosphere is really good because the Adelaide Oval is just such a cool fucking ground. It's probably... Yeah. Away from the G, which is the home of footy, it's probably the best stadium that I haven't been to the new Optus Oval, Optus Stadium, obviously.
Apparently, it's amazing.
The Adelaide Oval's fucking great. It's got that kind of, it's a bit of that Geelong suburban-y, like the hill at the other, the hill's great. There's a fucking Indian van with that great curry there. You know how much I love a good curry.
You do love it.
It's the only place at the footy I can have a Rogan Josh Sean.
Well, that's
well, they just serve it in like a plastic bowl and you eat away.
Have some naan, sit there, cheer for my boys.
Naan bread at the footy.
Mate, all right. It's the best.
Let's go to Adelaide. What are we doing here?
That's like the Adelaide version of a cheese board, isn't it?
Oh, it is, but I love it. Yeah? Now, the Adelaide version of a cheese board is still a cheese board, let's be honest.
Well, true, actually.
It's the Port Adelaide version of a cheese board. Yeah. So their atmosphere is amazing. So they just need to,
they've got the off-field infrastructure.
Yes.
On field, it's not working because your coach is a dickhead.
God, you are not looking at this objectively.
I'm the only one who is.
No, it's not the
He's
coach.
He's got to go.
It's Koshy.
He's failed. Fuck Koshy. Does nothing. He doesn't have to do anything. What's he do? What are you blaming him for? It's the game plan.
Everything.
It's the fuckhead coach, and it's the shithouse players.
Yeah, well, because, do you know why the game plan's not working? It's because Koshy's breathing down his neck with his eggy breath.
He's got to leave him alone. He's got to let Hinkley fly. All right, he's a peacock, baby. He needs to fly.
He can't get off the ground. He's a fucking dodo.
Oh, mate.
But look,
new president.
He should be
That's
extinct.
A solution. Oh.
Went Port Adelaide, like 14-1 after half of the season.
Yeah,
14-1.
11-1, I think it was.
11-1, was it?
Yeah.
Well, almost.
Or, no, 11-4. 11-4.
What do they finish on? They finished on 12, right. Yeah,
disgusting.
Right. Disgusting.
Sack
Absolutely
somebody.
Absolutely was disgusting. But,
you know, they should sack the midfield coach. Vossi, get rid of him. He's hurting his career by being associated with such a shithouse organisation.
So you
he needs
don't want
to
Vossi,
come to Hawthorne.
You don't want Vossi to be sacked to like make Port better. It's just... For Vossi's reputation.
For Vossi's rep. I don't give a fuck about Port. They can sink
I think
the
you're too biased on this
I'm
one.
I'm not biased at all. I don't have a problem with
Port. I think it's get a president in, the coach will be fine, but get a new president.
Oh, fuck. Nah. He's all icing on a cake. He doesn't do anything.
The president's
He has
cake.
No impact on them during the season. We only talk about Koshy, really, at the end of the year when he makes big, outlandish, dumb comments.
He does it during the year too, though.
Yeah, but you know, you don't care so much.
Yeah, but he probably does it behind closed doors as well.
Oh, well, good on him then. Maybe there'll be some rumblings and there'll be some movement and people will get fired.
Like Koshy.
Nah, he can stay for all I care. No, because he's doing what I want. He's destroying that club.
All right, well, fuck you, Sean. You're a shithead. What's the next team? I don't know, because we're doing reverse.
We could get. Well, we could just go up and do the ruse.
Yeah, the Ruse.
Yeah, we'll do the Ruse.
Oh, should we stay in South Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we stay at the Adelaide Oval?
Adelaide.
Let's do it.
Fire Brett Burton.
No, do you know what they need to do?
Fire Brett Burton.
Probably, but I think what that... No, no, guys.
He's in charge of the mind camp.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
I think the club, the culture of the club's taken a hit.
Yep.
The camaraderie of the players have taken a hit.
Yep.
So I'm going to propose something.
Oh.
So there's this mob that specialise in... like mental well-being camps and bonding teams together. They're based in the Gold Coast.
This sounds good. Yep.
I reckon you send the whole team up there, just throw them in the deep end, just chuck them right in.
Yep.
And I think just go all in on that plan.
Yeah.
That'll really galvanise the team.
Yeah.
Make sure you definitely remind them of all of their failures in the worst, most obtuse way possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, look, if it backfires, and I don't think it will, but if it does... Do not back down.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And add to that, I think when Don Pike is there, he should just stare at them. Not say a word.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just got to stare at them. And with his eyes, he's conveying all his disappointments in their performance.
Do we
year.
Kidnap 6-7 players, take them out of the bush just to really
definitely.
Unite the leadership group?
Yeah.
Like the senior
but
players?
Guys, last year didn't work, so it's had to be rebranded. It's not called the Mind Camp anymore.
Yep.
This year it's the Brain Camp.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Did anyone think just then too that it's a bit... I wouldn't have trusted an organisation whose name sounded very close to Mein Kampf. I just would have been like, you know what? Don't know if I like this organisation.
You know what? I've got a bit of juice, actually. I've heard some whispers.
Oh, yeah.
Some Mitch McGovern talk.
Yeah. Isn't he after Carlton?
I don't know. But I've heard why he potentially wants out. And it's a little bit mind camp. This is all allegations, frankly. But this is what
this is allegedly.
Mm. Allegedly.
Yeah.
This is what I've heard, allegedly.
From Mitch McGovern himself.
He wanted a certain amount of money last year when he signed his extension. Adelaide said, I can't give you quite that much. How about this much? And he said, why can't you give that much? Are you bringing in? Because there was rumours at the time of Bryce Gibbs. And all that. You're bringing in like Bryce Gibbs or somebody else. Is that why it's less? No, we're not doing that. It's just like to fit it in. We're all trying to squeeze into the salary cap. He accepted. 2 weeks later, they got Bryce Gibbs on huge money. And Mitch McGovern now feels like a little bit disrespected.
Right. Yeah.
And that's driving the decision.
A little bit lied to. You see, they could have maybe convinced him if they were honest.
That's right.
You've got to be honest to your players.
That's what they need. Honesty. And do you know what they need? They need a bit of that that Buckley or that Hardwick. It's the Hardwick thing where he's like, yeah, we were real shit. We didn't do good. Or he owns the mistakes.
Dom Pike is not that man.
No, that's what they need.
I suggest.
What?
Fire the coach. South Australia needs a big shake-up. Yep. I'd get rid of Dom Pike.
Hey, what if they swapped? Hinkley to the Crows.
Oh.
Pike.
That's exactly what they need. Coach swap.
I would love that.
That's an amazing reality TV show waiting to fucking happen.
I'd love it because it would sink both clubs even quicker.
No, but seriously, Port. So Hinkley got support and gave him the heart and razzle dazzle back.
That's what Adelaide need, heart. They need a heart camp.
They need not a brain camp.
No.
They need a heart camp.
Whereas Port need the brain camp because they're fucking idiots.
Do you know what Port need? No, Port need... It's literally a coach slot. Port need that firm hand telling him no more of this fucking around Learising bullshit. They need Don Pike. Fuck it. Don't coach swap. Merge the two clubs into one South Australian powerhouse.
Look out.
And then dual coaches. Good cop, bad cop.
Cuddly wow. Ken.
Yep.
Fuckhead Don.
Yeah.
Steery Don.
Good coach. Yeah. Good coach, bad coach. Welcome to the South Australian Powerful Crows.
Wow.
Do you know what would happen?
This is amazing.
I think that's what needs to happen. It would unite South Australia.
It would. It would bring them under one really awful jersey.
Yep. Oh, it'd be teal and yellow and red.
Wouldn't it just be a crow being electrocuted by a lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm on board.
Yeah. And then it leaves a space because then we're down to 17 teams.
Tassie. Bang.
All right.
Oh. Guys, we've just fixed it. Gil,
get him on the phone.
Gil, get on. You're listening, and I know you do.
Fuck.
Fucking hell.
The doggies. Devils are here.
Doggies.
What do we do with the doggies?
We didn't do the doggies last week.
No, we didn't.
I don't think you need to do much for the doggies.
I don't think you need to do much.
Do a lot. Look, I've got one suggestion for the dogs.
Do they need more motivation, Sean?
Sack the coach.
You are not touching Bevo.
Sack the premiership-winning coach of the year in 2016.
Maybe.
The beloved Bevo.
Yeah, but what's he done since?
He won them a... Are you fucking kidding?
Living in the past, Tom. That's what happened. That's why Geelong shit. They're living in the past.
Speaking of living in the past, do you want to relive Vossi's glory days from 2000 to 2003 again, Sean?
How much time have we got?
No, but in all seriousness, I don't think you need to do a lot. I think the Bulldogs just need to bring in a couple more top-end talent players.
Yeah.
They've lost a bit.
Get rid of Boyd.
Oh, right. No.
Where'd he go?
Get rid of Boyd. Just find out what you can get for him.
We'll take him.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
I actually think he's peaked as a footballer.
Yes. What's he going to do? He's not going to get better.
And I'll tell you why. He's done. I'll tell you what's wrong with Boyd. Bevo. Bevo's cooked him. Because Bevo's such a fuckhead who's never settled on a ruckman. He's actually destroyed the trajectory of Boyd's career.
He did
Boyd should have been a forward, and that's it. This whole rucking thing, it just fucks it.
Well, they did get rid of Minson, didn't they? They pushed Minson out, and
he was a good player.
Well, no.
Minson was all Australian.
Boyd fit, though, is a forward who can pinch hit in the ruck, and they just need to get English fit as well. That's the problem they had.
No, but they committed too hard on him as a ruckman.
And he is sucking their salary cap. He is like a big gas giant in the solar system.
It's engorged, Tom, their salary cap.
Absolutely. He is a big, purple-headed, engorged salary cap, munching player. They need to get rid of him, see what they can get for him.
Go after a big Cox, because...
Yes, there you go.
He's on about...
$5. Half the price $5 and a Big Mac every day. Yeah. I think, though, the Bulldogs are okay.
No, they're not.
They are.
Are they?
They're fine.
Their back line's a bit fucked.
Yeah, but they've had a lot of injuries.
If they can get Stephen May.
Yep.
You know what they need to do? You know, we fix Libba, fix the Doggies. So find out what Libba wants.
Libba doesn't
what does he need?
He doesn't have a contract yet. Well, he's give not him helping himself by being a fuckwit on Instagram.
with Dalhouse.
No, it's Dalhouse.
He was with him. Libba's with him.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but he's hanging fucked. There. Moral support.
I hope you fucking want a dickhead down at Geelong because you're getting one.
We haven't had one for a while.
A big dickhead.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever have a crack at Rob Murphy? That's like
Rob Murphy had a crack at him.
Yeah, so, rightly so. His stats back it up. Rob Murphy knows what's what.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got his own show.
I like them both, so I don't know what to feel about this.
Get Bob back. Bring Bob back.
Yeah. Actually, this is a good idea. This is the way you could fix the Doggies. If they need a bit of like get up and go, they need a bit of grunt. Every game you get a mask, you get a real big rabid bulldog. All right, one that just goes
like
just crazy,
like Cujo,
like Cujo. All right, and then before every home game, you bring out like a representation of the other team.
Oh.
So if it's like a crow, then you've got a crow there.
That's kind of like...
And then you just let them fight.
It's kind of like the elephant in Arden Street all over again, and I don't like it.
It's kind of like dog fighting. But
that's right, dog fighting. What a great idea. It's legal, isn't it? We can do that, can't we?
No. Oh. No.
And I'll tell you what, if they're playing
yeah.
at home, like a side where, you know, like the Lions, yeah. all right, you can't have a lion, and a lion's going to beat a dog
as well. We did try that once at the Gabba.
I saw that. Yeah. So what you do instead yeah. is you just get...
Hang on.
What?
Pause.
Not the without, fuck? Without the fighting.
Do you know much about this? I can't remember if they actually did it or it was like Greg Swan came up there in his new role and said, we're going to have a lion at the game. I think they did it, didn't they?
I think they Maybe did not it. A chain. I thought they did it. Yeah, I thought they brought it out.
I think it happened once. In a People cage. Complained.
It was in a cage.
Was it in a cage?
I thought
he was chained up.
That is
then
some
people combined
up shit.
That's what you got to do up in Brisbane. You got to bring the people with yeah, lions.
That's right.
Did anyone go?
Oh, I think, you know, probably about 15,000 people showed up.
Average were they protesters against the probably, imprisonment
yeah.
of this well,
probably
lion?
Half of them were, yeah.
Fuck, that yeah. is...
I don't know if I'm on board animals fighting.
Yeah, me neither.
No, it's not animals fighting. It's yeah. just... the bulldog killing the other animal. There's no yeah. fight. All right. It's just a slaughter. It revs the supporters up. All right. They get pumped. It's going to be great. Hey, we're here to fix the Bulldogs. All right.
No. So you fix right. the Bulldogs, right? You get your rabid bulldog. And now you just, Bevo just holds onto the leash and he goes, all right, boys, first quarter. These are your KPIs for the game. If you don't match them, you got to spend the afternoon with old Rexy here. That'll smarten them up.
Hey, we talk a lot about the look of the game.
Yep. Bulldogs look good.
Let's talk about the sound of the game just quickly. Every team in Melbourne, these are just the ones I've experienced, need to get rid of the artificial crowd sound that plays after a goal is kicked. Have you witnessed this? A team kicks a goal yeah. and through the speakers they play the cheering.
Right.
Have you heard this?
Geelong used to just have a roar.
Yeah.
And now we have Hamish McLaughlin. It might not be, but it sounds like Hamish McLaughlin whispering, but shouting,
we are Geelong.
We are Geelong.
We need to get rid of it, especially at these low attendance games because the artificial sound is like fucking blaring and then it cuts out and it's just like no atmosphere.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Mm. Doggies do it. Get rid of it.
I just think the Bulldogs are going fine.
They're not.
They are. They just need one or two. They need an injury-free season because they haven't really had an injury-free season to particularly their back line.
Yeah.
Marcus Adams, Easton Wood. They need, do you know what they need? They need the heart and soul back and hopefully he'll be back next year.
Mm.
Liam Picken.
Yeah, he's going to play on. Yeah.
Have you seen that video?
What happened to
you? A concussion in the JLT and he couldn't play.
Like, oh yeah.
Yep. They really? It was yeah. actually really full on. Like we talked about it once before in an episode, but it was like a thing where he couldn't go to the games because the noise was too much.
Wow. Or even like training at the gym when they had the music playing, he couldn't just do it.
Got anxious and you throw a ball at him and he couldn't gauge. But then there was a video he posted. His wife or partner posted on Instagram where they were in the backyard and he was trying to do trick shots into a basketball ring.
Yeah.
And so she's showing the clip and he does it like 8 or 10 times and just can't get it. And so he says something to her. She has a crack, nails it first go. Very fucking funny.
Nice. Hey, I got the...
lion story?
There was never a lion.
Oh, no, it was floated.
It was canned, yep.
Yeah.
The club had pitched the idea of parading a live lion at the Gabba before AFL games. The club hierarchically believed it would be a fantastic way to attract the kids.
Yep.
But no, media backlash. Social media backlash, rather.
Oh, fucking social media.
Social, man, if there's one thing that social media can do, it's has a backlash.
To be fair, that seems like a pretty sensible backlash.
Nah, it would have been great. It would have been safe and it would have been awesome.
Like, yeah.
You can let ideas like this work until something bad happens and then you review.
Yeah, all you right? Let it marinate.
Something bad happens and then you review it. And then you go, oh, we shouldn't have done that.
Tom, sometimes you just got to pull the trigger on good ideas.
Yeah. Do you know who did that? Don Pike. He was like, let's go to this mind camp.
Yeah, and then that didn't work.
The Bombers did it. They were like, let's hire Stephen Dank.
Yeah,
I mean, that worked out. Great,
2%. Mate. That's a 2% thing.
What? All that happened is what? We lost to Brownlow. We came last. Then we got all those great draft picks.
Nah, to be fair.
And now we're on the up again. And up. All right.
Speaking of flying again, North.
Talk about a segue.
What are we going to be doing for North? Do you know what?
Nothing.
Very fucking little.
They're doing it themselves.
Yep.
Gaff, Pollock, Aaron Hall.
That's literally all they need. They need some outside
Aaron Hall,
run.
Completely forgot. I'll tell you another bloody Suns player who I forgot about until I read something today. Connecting him to the Mighty Bombers.
Oh,
Jack Martin.
Saw that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Gold Coast will be livid. Their top picks
I know.
Gone.
They will have nothing left.
When they drafted Jack Martin, he was described as like the most exciting player in like a 20 years.
I remember.
Yep.
I remember.
And they signed him up for 5 years straight away, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he'd in a good club, his knee or his ankle.
He will flourish.
Yeah. So Aaron Hall, that's huge. If that happens, that's huge.
Boys.
Yes.
If they land two of those three, profit call, North, more like top fourth.
Thanks. Yeah, they should be.
Nah.
Finals.
I'll say finals, but not top four.
Nah,
finals,
fuck it. Top and then four. Anything can happen.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with this. I love it.
North will be next year's premiership.
Fairy tale story.
Fairy tale.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, if it's not North, who's going to be the fairy tale next year?
Bombers.
North.
Brisbane.
Bombers.
No,
come on.
North.
We're in the prime zone on the ladder for this year. Yeah. We've been building. All right, we've got the stock.
Thomas.
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't go for Essendon.
Yep.
Would you get behind that?
Not as much as I get behind North.
Oh, come on.
The North story's better.
Why is that better?
Shinbone a fucking spirit, mate.
Mate, yeah, but they had...
They had
two prelims in the last 5 years. They had their shot. They blew it. All right? Get back to the end of the queue. All right? It's the Bombers' turn. Bombers' time to shine.
Probably Brisbane before Bombers.
What are you talking? They won three fucking flags in a row. They get nothing.
Don't blame us for consolidating the good period we had just because you lost a prelim to Carlton. You could have won three in a row. You didn't.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It could have happened.
Should
have, would have, could have. Sliding doors.
Hey, do you want to know a great stat that I learned? Great stat I learned during the week. Robbo was talking about Kudafidi's last quarter in that 99 prelim.
Yeah.
And fantasy supercoach points, things like that.
Mm.
So he works for the Herald Sun. They do the fantasy football league for supercoach. He asked one of the stats guys a while ago to be like, hey, mate, watch the last quarter of that game. Give me a supercoach score for Cooter's last quarter alone.
Mm.
125 supercoach points for one quarter of football.
Fuck.
Son of a gun. Once in a lifetime.
Mate, and all we needed was an extra two. That's all we needed was an extra 2 points.
Yep. Anyway, North, we don't need to do much to.
All right.
No, they've done it themselves.
North is looking all right.
They're playing North, exciting footy.
And you know what?
Board.
And I do. I love Ben Brown. Ben Brown's one of my favourite footballers because he's that old school
flopper.
Like, key forward. What?
An old school flopper.
Flopper?
Playing for free kicks.
Oh, get out of it.
Nah, fuck him.
If he
wins a Coleman, I'll spew.
He leads strong. God, you got some interesting fucking things.
He's a dumbass tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Boys, I've got two emails to wrap it up.
All beautiful.
Right. And then we've got
one's got a tinge of sadness.
Oh.
Oh. And one's all about how beautiful the game is.
Okay.
I love this.
You can argue they both are.
Yeah.
First, from friend of the show, Liam. Painful yet joyous memories. Now, boys, this hurts. I know how much you rip into the Crows, and sure, after this year, it's justifiable. But last year...
You're not going to enjoy this episode.
Last year, this time last year, awaiting the Crows versus Geelong prelim. I only dared to believe. I am 19. I had never seen my team in a grand final. I literally could not imagine it. The little things like the Crows logo on the 50-metre mark, the grand final on the jumpers, just our colours in the stands. Crows were arguably the best team that year. I'd almost finished year 12. My dad had surprised my granddad and I with tickets to the grand final on his 80th birthday. He had booked them in July, and if the Crows won, I would be wearing the tricolours at the G on grand final day with the two of them. Now, I know you don't like some or most of the players, but as a fan, it hurt that we lost. But you've got a feel for someone like Tex this week after the ever-mounting shit year, or Eddie Betts, who may never play a grand final again. And even though we lost, God, footy is amazing. I will never forget that weekend with three generations of men in my family, for better or for worse. At least I can say, after we kicked the first two goals, the feeling that we were going to win was incredible. And to share that with my granddad and dad was pure joy. That desire and love is something I hope to pass on to my children eventually, because footy is fucking great, isn't it? Anyway, love the show, even though you routinely attack my team. Can't anyone but the Tigers. Well, you got your wish there. Tigers are not in it.
That's great. I like that email.
That's good.
And listen, Liam, I don't mind Adelaide, all right? I don't mind them, all right? And I'm not on a regular on the show, so it doesn't really matter as much. But I tell you what, I do love watching Tex Walker and Eddie Betts. I'm a big Eddie Betts fan.
Oh, we love Eddie Betts too.
You love Eddie Betts?
Yep, definitely love Eddie Betts.
Don't like it. Don't like Tex Walker though, do you?
Look, I loved him, but this new Tex, I just don't love him.
The nouveau Tex.
Oh, grow the mullet back.
Bring it back.
Bring the mullet back. You're better with a mullet, mate.
He needs it back. Boys, that email left me feeling good about footy. I'm going to leave it at that one.
Nice.
Brownlow medal. Now, guys, listeners, we do record on a Monday night. The Brownlow is going to start in about 2 hours.
It'll go for about 6 days.
Yeah. So we haven't talked about the results in this episode that will come out after the count finishes. I don't know. Tom, what's going to happen? I don't know.
So why don't we make a Brownlow prediction? Doesn't have to be about the winner, just a Brownlow prediction. I'm making a huge prediction.
Do it.
Dissatisfied with Gill's pronunciation of the Carlton Football Club, Andrew Demetrio will storm the Crown Palladium, push him out of the way just so he can say, Carlton, 3 votes, P Crips.
I think.
Wow. And that is probably going to happen a few times, I think, as well.
Well, no, because he's going to get 2 maybe, because they got smashed a lot.
Yeah, I know, but I think the
likelihood of Dusty going back to back is very high.
Very high.
Very high.
Yeah. So's Dusty.
As such, he won't have a speech.
Do you know what's going to be great, though?
And so this isn't really a profit call, but Bruce will steer him through one of the most awkward and incredible to watch moments of television.
No. It's
kind of like what happened last year.
Yeah. No, but even better, because guess what, guys? This year, Dusty ain't playing a grand final.
That's right.
Saturday.
He's got nothing to live for anymore.
Fucking drink.
So
go for it, Dusty. Go for it. Do it, Dusty.
Shit.
All right.
Well, Dane Swan will be coaching him from the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'll make the call that I've been making for a while. I think it's going to be a tie.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a tie. Yeah. Hasn't been for a while. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be even great if it was there. 3 of them. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Was Goods the last tie? The Goods?
I think so.
Goods, Rusciutto, Buckley.
Buckley?
Yeah.
Man.
I think that was. Yeah, it was. So, my profit call is there's been a lot of sort of late money for Brody Grundy. Not even late. They've been pumping him up. He's not even going to get the most votes at Collingwood. That's my profit call.
Steel side bottom.
Steel side bottom is going to get more votes than Brody Grundy. That's my tip.
Tied with who? Beams?
What? Not for the Brownlow. Steel side bottom is not going to win the Brownlow. He's just going to get the most votes at Collingwood. Yeah, so Brody Grundy's not even going to get close.
I reckon Gold Coast,
I agree with that,
as a club, will have 12 votes for the whole night.
What's the projected?
Oh, none.
I reckon under 10.
They're fucking they won the first few games, though.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, they did. They won like 3.
Well, it'll be awkward it'll be awkward when Tom Lynch polls 3 votes for that game against Carlton, and he won't be at the Brownlow or at the club, and everyone will just go, and they'll just quickly pan to Hardwick.
Nat Fyfe will be winning for most of the night.
Yeah.
And making a few people very nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He won't win, though. He missed too many games.
Yeah.
And then Gaff will start winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon at various stages, I reckon after the bye, we will have around about 5 different lead changes. It'll just go up and down between 5 different players.
And
it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to this count. I think it's going to be really exciting.
I hope Mitchell doesn't win.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
no disrespect.
I do because I put some money on him very early in the year. So I've got
paying what? What odds?
I got him at 5-1. So
not that good. I got a mate who put money on Max Gawn and Mitchell. Gawn 70 to 1.
70-1. That's fucking gold.
Mitchell 18.
I've got a theory that this is the year for Ruckman that we needed to have in order for them to have a chance next year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that they'll poll well, but they're not gonna win. Gawn or Grundy.
Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
Who's winning the granny?
Oh.
Proper call.
Who are you going for?
I
was gonna say this before. As neutral supporters, is it okay for us to just attend the game?
Yep.
Going for a good game.
You know why? Because we love footy.
But can you do that? Can you just
part of me wants to get behind one team?
Yeah. See, I've always, especially in a grand final, I have to get behind a team.
I got behind the Bulldogs. I got behind I was behind the Crows last year.
I'm just gonna say this, Tom. I do want all of us to be on the same side, and I know that Joel Dusha will very strongly be going for West Coast.
All right. I think Collingwood might win.
Yeah.
But I might barrack for West Coast on the day.
Oh, that's not a concrete answer.
All right.
I think the weather does not help West Coast. It's going to rain and be shit house.
No, it doesn't. But mind you, I mean, Collingwood tore Richmond apart too by marking football. So,
guys,
Collingwood are the favourites, so I do want to back the underdog.
Then fuck it. West Coast, Liam Ryan, Norm Smith.
Oh, woo.
Well, not Norm Smith, player of the day.
Player of the day, right. Okay, well, that's very subjective, so you could say that you won that.
West Coast by 10 points. Redemption story, Jack Darling stars and wins a Norm Smith.
Whoa, all right. So, you know, I'm not a regular member of this team, so it doesn't matter. So, you know, I don't have to follow yours. Collingwood. I'm going to go Collingwood.
I want to as well.
All right, because of Tom's outlaid all the stories, I think they're amazing stories.
They are good stories.
Plus the fact that I have Collingwood supporters all throughout my family, and it was the same reason why Collingwood v Geelong, I had to support Collingwood on the day, even though how disgusting it made me feel.
Get a new family.
I'm going to have to support Collingwood. Go the Mighty Magpies.
Norm Smith.
Do you know who it'll be? DeGoey, is that who you're saying?
All right, DeGoey.
Bang.
Tom.
Yep.
Where can people find us on the internet?
They can email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or on Twitter at howgoodsfooty. Tweet us during the game. Or individually, I'm at Awkward Treed.
I'm at Sidekick of Dowie.
And I'm at my new handle of Human Ordinary PC.
Yay.
We will be at the game with Dusha, who's back. Returning to Australia.
Yep.
Yeah, get on Twitter. We'll be going off. It'll be insane.
I will be on a farm in Bairnsdale, so...
It'll be going off there too.
Damn straight.
It's all happening. How good's footy?
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.